Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, June 8th. Happy Saturday. I hope that you are getting some time for rest and relaxation and time to stop and meditate on God's Word. You may be working today, and if that's the case, I pray that the Lord would bless your work as well. We are in the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 1 through 10 today. I'm reading from the English Standard Version, but I wanted to go back to yesterday's reading just a tiny bit. Remember, Peter has been preaching a sermon before the people by the power of the Holy Spirit. And according to verse 37 of chapter 2, it says that the people were cut to the heart by the message that Peter preached. The Holy Spirit is convicting them of the power that lies in Jesus Christ, our Lord, over death, and the fact that he is the Messiah. And so I'm just thinking about that term of cutting to the heart, that they knew that somehow they were a part of the sinful humanity that took Jesus to the cross. And so as we reflect upon the fact that we also are a part of that, may it cut our hearts, and then may our hearts be healed, remembering that Jesus Christ, our Lord, though he had no sin, became sin for us so that we might have the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Okay, so let's move forward. Remember, Peter says, this is what you need to do. He says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. All right, moving on into today's passage. This is the passage about the lame beggar being healed. And you'll notice that Peter and John are going into the temple to worship, and a man stops them because he's begging. He has been lame since birth. Notice what Peter says in response to the man. And note that this is the first miraculous incident after Jesus' ascension. And what makes this so profound is the reality that Jesus is there with them, even though he is physically absent. He is totally there, present with them in the form of the Holy Spirit. And so the acts of Jesus through his Holy Spirit, as we said, the book of Acts could be called, continues through Peter and John today. I love this story, and I hope that you will as well. Starting in Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a man, lame from birth, was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple, asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Several things I note here. One is that Peter and John are not doing this miracle for their own glory, but to glorify Jesus Christ, our Lord. They give him all the credit. They say, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. They recognize that all their spiritual power lies in Jesus. And this is the same for us. Lord Jesus, all of the power that you give us is for your glory. And so today, empower us to be your servants in a world that is sin sick, and help us to be a light to all those whom we encounter. And then also, I love the description of the man who received strength. Remember, he was a man who was lame from birth, as it says, I think in the New King James, that in the mother's womb, he was lame. And so he has never been able to walk. And this miracle is decisive because he is walking and leaping and praising God. I think about the image of a child learning how to skip and how difficult it is at first. And it doesn't seem like this man had any trouble getting up and skipping around and praising God. It's an amazing act. And the people around are amazed as well. And tomorrow, Peter's going to get the opportunity to share with them about this Jesus through whom this lame man was healed. This is an opportunity for us as well to think about all those in our midst who need physical healing and spiritual healing. And we just pray, Lord, even now, that your power would go forward and that you would heal those whom we love. And Lord, we entrust ourselves to you and we yield ourselves to you. We do not understand sometimes when and why you choose what you choose. And so we just want to acknowledge that you have the power, and we thank you that you do still do miracles, and we ask for them even now. And then as we end the podcast, because it is Saturday, I want us to be praying for a nation. Today we're praying for the nation of Chad. Do you know where Chad is? Well, it's tucked in between Liberia and Niger and Nigeria and Cameroon and Central American African Republic and Sudan. This country is a country where many refugees go from other lands. And so we want to pray for protection from terrorist attacks that come in from neighboring countries. And we want to pray for missionaries and Christians in Chad who are translating the Bible and caring for refugees as they tell about Jesus' love, that they will be able to reach more children. And we pray that God will help the schools to be open so that every child can have an education and that there will be enough rain this year for crops to grow so that people will have enough food. Even as I read these prayer requests, I'm so challenged to be grateful for the ways that the Lord has provided for us. And we are instructed in His Word to pray for those who do not have, and to give of ourselves so that others can flourish. Will you pray with me? Father, on this Saturday, we are reminded that we rest in you. And I pray, Lord, that my brothers and sisters will be renewed in you by your word. We thank you for the story of Peter and John and your power through the Holy Spirit. We pray for those in our midst who need a healing touch. We ask, Lord, for the people of Chad today. Sometimes we get in our little box and we don't think about the world around us. And so please forgive us, Lord, for the things that we have left undone. And we pray, Lord, even now for the people of Chad, especially the missionaries and those who are caring for refugees, that you would sustain them, uphold them, be there at their right hand. We pray for the children of Chad, that each child would be able to receive an education. And we pray that a generation of children would raise up in revival to know and serve you. And we pray for rain so that the crops would grow and there would be enough food. And we pray that the people of Chad would recognize this as your hand of provision in their lives, and that they would give you glory. Father, we pray for revival in our land as well. We ask for a renewal
in our hearts and our lives, that we might truly see what you have called us to be and to do. And we pray this all in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.